Welcome to EPA's Science Matters, a podcast about how the EPA uses science to meet its mission to protect your health and environment. I'm your host, Nathan Gentry. In this episode, I'm talking with EPA scientist Gene Briskin about the agency's recently released plan to study hydraulic fracturing and drinking water resources. Gene, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Nathan.
I know that hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, has been in the news a lot lately. So I guess a good place to start is, what exactly is fracking?
Hydraulic fracturing is a method to get natural gas or oil from those petroleum-bearing rocks or geology. First, you take materials such as water and mix it with some chemicals and some sand and put it underground at high pressure in order to fracture the rock that contains the mineral resource. That creates some surface area so that the gas or oil can flow back up to the surface.
And why is this study so important?
People are really interested in hydraulic fracturing because they are both interested in the value of the resource, the natural gas and oil, which can be produced domestically here in the United States, and because some people have concerns about the possible environmental or public health impacts that they fear may be associated with hydraulic fracturing.
What was your role in the formulation of the study plan?
I kind of served as a study coordinator, working with the research scientists all over the country to identify the key pieces of research which we think are necessary to answer our key research question. That is, are there any impacts of hydraulic fracturing on drinking water resources? And if so, what might be the causes or the drivers of those impacts?
Were there opportunities for input from the public or outside scientists to plan the study?
You know, Nathan, there was an unprecedented opportunity for many people to provide input to the study. We had stakeholder meetings all across the country in four different states. We received comments from hundreds of people, and thousands of people attended our meetings. We were able to take those comments together with comments from technical experts, our peer review panel, to formulate our study plan.
That's really impressive, the amount of input you've been able to gather from the public. What have you learned from them that will help as the study moves forward?
Well, we've learned that it's important for us to take a broad look at hydraulic fracturing and its potential impact on drinking water resources. As endorsed by the Science Advisory Board, we're looking at the water cycle as it's used in hydraulic fracturing, from water acquisition through the fracking process, and then through the creation of the wastewater that's associated with it. And that was really important to certain stakeholders. And other stakeholders felt that it was very important that we focus exclusively on hydraulic fracturing. And so our study does focus on the water cycle as it's used in hydraulic fracturing and does not go broader than that.
What are you the most proud of with regard to your own work on the study?
Well, I'm proud that we've really developed an outstanding working relationship, not only within EPA and the scientists of all different sets of expertise, but also outside of EPA, so that we have successfully gotten input from a variety of stakeholders, from national trade associations, from the environmental community, from state and local governments. The fact that we have been able to engage folks from all walks of life in the development of our study is something I'm particularly proud of.
EPA describes the study as being scientifically rigorous. Can you explain what that term means?
Well, we really want to make our study use the state-of-the-art science in terms of trying to figure out whether there are impacts of hydraulic fracturing on drinking water resources, and if so, what the causes might be. And so we're using the most up-to-date analytical chemistry methods, for example, in the water sampling that we're doing. We're making sure that we're getting input from technical experts in industry from all over the country so that we have a really good technical appreciation about this technology and how it operates, and that will help to inform the work that we do. In addition to working with EPA's best scientists from all disciplines relevant to the study, we're actually getting not only our study plan peer-reviewed, but the actual results will be peer-reviewed by the premier panel, the Science Advisory Board. This independent group of national experts will go through our work with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that it stands up to the highest quality standards and has well-supported conclusions.
What's the number one question you get about the study?
The number one question is, why are or why are you not studying my particular area of interest? And so then it's really a matter of understanding carefully what the underlying concern that the person asking the question is, and being able to show them where either we are actually studying that area or how that particular topic is really outside the charge that we've been given from Congress.
And when do you expect to wrap up the study?
Right now, we're planning to have a report come out in 2012, and then a second report with the remainder of the findings will come out in 2014.
Science can be extremely technical. How will you share the results with the public, and how will they be used by the agency?
We're going to be sharing the results not only by publishing technical reports, which we'll post on our website, but we'll also have special stakeholder outreach opportunities. We expect to hold webinars with our results and periodically throughout the conduct of our study to keep stakeholders up to date. We'll have updates on the progress of our work. Decision makers, not just EPA, but decision makers all over the country and, in fact, all over the world have expressed an interest in the study. So we expect that local, state, tribal, and federal decision makers will be able to use the information to inform their own policy decisions.
I'm sure there'll be great interest in what the study reveals. I hope we can sit down again to talk about what you've learned. In the meantime, to find out more about hydraulic fracturing and lots of other EPA research, check out EPA's Science Matters newsletter at www.epa.gov/sciencematters. Until next time, I'm Nathan Gentry for EPA, where science matters.